Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cain. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Powers. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting 7th. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Powers trying to get to third. Coleman throws the ball into Higgins, who tags Powers for the out. Sissel moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sissel moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Powers hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer bunts in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan has McNair trapped. There's the throw to Spencer and over to Calm, who tags McNair for the out. Johnson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hildebrand scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Fox. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaum hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knickerbocker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 0-for-1 in the game. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. McNair reaches second base with a double. Cane moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cane scores. McNair moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. McNair scores. Kramer goes all the way around to score. Johnson moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powers, who is chasing the ball. Cochran reaches third base with a triple. Coleman goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Connolly covering. Safe. Cochran scores. It's 7-0, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cane strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. McNair reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McNair moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Powers reaches third base with a triple. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powers scores. It's 9-1, Athletics. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Averill reaches second base with a double. Morgan moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Connolly drops the ball. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill throws the ball into Sissel who tags Fox trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Com reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Roy Spencer. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams can't make a play. That's a base hit. Com moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Com scores. One out. It's 9-2, Athletics. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to second. Frankie Pitlock pinch runs for Johnny Burnett. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Myatt moves to third. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Myatt now catching. Belle Bean now pitching. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cain takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. Cain moves to second. One out. It's 10-2, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Averill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Athletics. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Vosmick scores. Com moves to third. It's 10-4, Athletics. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Com scores. Myatt moves to third. It's 10-5, Athletics. Lefty Grove now pitching. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Myatt scores. It's 10-6, Athletics. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Belt Bean. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. Two outs. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Powers takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins strikes out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powers. Grove reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 11-6, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Com hits a line drive towards third. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Knickerbocker strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.